that if you remain standing for our call to worship this morning. If you notice, I've taken out the prayer of confession, and I had added declaration of God's forgiveness. Prayer of confession is good, but I think sometimes we need to focus on how blessed we are to know that we are forgiven. And so that's why the change has been made, and hope and pray that you get something out of it than I do when I put these together. And thank Phil for his faithfulness and what he does, not only for the bulletins, but for the online service. And anyhow, human as we are, let us intercede with God for ourselves and for our sinful world, that God will spare us from destruction and grant us time for repentance. Join me in the declaration of God's forgiveness. Hear the good news. God has forgiven us all of our sins, canceling the bonds which pledged us to the decrees of the law, nailing it to the cross. Friends, we need the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. And the Apostles' Creed, which gives us the gospel in a nutshell. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.